Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 1st, 2005, the Feast of All Saints. I want to begin by welcoming you all to this podcast, a contemplative look at the exemplary Christians celebrated by the Episcopal Church in the USA, according to the use of Lesser Feasts and Fasts, the 2003 edition. On each feast day, I'll bring you a short meditation on the meaning of that Christian's life, with the hope that you will be inspired by the feeling of being surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and that their struggles and triumphs will assist you in your own journey toward the holiness that God has called you to live out. On this Feast of All Saints, it's appropriate to begin by talking a bit about the idea of saints, who they are and what they can do for us. In the Anglican tradition, the saints are understood to be human beings, just like we are, who have nevertheless opened themselves up to God's call and lived out that call in the fullness of God's grace as granted to each. They are not miraculously spared the trials and tribulations of their times, nor often the sins that characterized their own age. The biographies of some of the men and women we will discuss on this program will reveal attitudes toward women, racial and ethnic minorities, members of other religions, even varying expressions of Christianity, which we rightly reject today. This shouldn't prohibit us from finding the light of Christ shining through the lives of our predecessors in faith wherever it does. I promise you that I will not minimize the truth these people have to teach us, nor gloss over the human reality they also illustrate. As for what the saints can do for us today, even among faithful Anglicans there are many different answers to that question. Here on Communion of Saints, I'm going to trust that we can all agree that the saints have continuing relevance for us as examples of a living, dynamic faith. Just the kind of faith in Christ that we're all called to. I hope that you will enjoy listening to Communion of Saints each feast day, and I pray that you will find comfort, hope, and encouragement in the lives of the men and women we will celebrate together. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of All Faithful Departed. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.